أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين فإنه خير الناصر ومعين. Today is 15th November 2009. I named this معرفت نفس session number 7. We have had 6 other معرفت نفس, but what I do, I try to do a bit of wrap up of the past sessions that we have had. It might be 6 or 7, I'm not sure, I have to go and look it up, but let me just make sure now. So this would be Ma'rifat Nafs session number 8. But this, the only importance of knowing the number of the session is so that you know which one follows after the other one. Otherwise I'm going to sort of make a catch up from the past ones. It is very important for all of us to learn Ma'rifat Nafs. A'imma Ma'sumin, I very briefly tell you, A'imma Ma'sumin alayhim as-salam, they say anfa'ul ma'arif ma'rifatun nafs, means the most beneficial knowledge is knowledge of yourself, your own nafs, your own soul. And scholars say, or scholars or hukama, they say, what is the point of us knowing all the things around us while we do not know ourselves? What is the point of learning so much things, even knowing about sun, about the moon, about all of these things, if you do not know what yourself are? This is not only the what Arafa say. If you talk to all other, even Maraji, everyone tells Ma'rifat al-Nafs is Anfa'ul Ma'arif. Why? Because Rahmatullah Aghai Nijabat used to say in one of his, he has a series of lectures in Shiraz, when I seen him about 30 years ago, 27, 8 years ago, was talking about this, one of his topics was how important is Ma'rifatullah. And he was, I don't want to go through that issue independently, but that is so wajib and so compulsory for everyone to learn Ma'rifatullah. And Ma'rifatullah is impossible without Ma'rifatul Nafs. وَمَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. So no one, if anyone, any of you guys claim that you have any Ma'rifat of Allah, please come, I invite you to come and talk only half an hour about that Allah that you know. So let's see how much of that Allah you all know. I'm similar to you, I'm not any different from you. So the more you know of yourself, the more you know of Allah. If Ma'rifatullah is wajib, مُقَدَّمَةُ الْوَاجِبُ وَاجِبٌ. What is wajib is مُقَدَّمَات, is initial things are also wajib. If it's knowing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wajib, then, and if no knowledge about Allah is possible only by knowledge about yourself, of your nafs, then knowledge about your nafs becomes wajib too. So, Aghai Aliyan, Ma'rifatullah is wajib, and Ma'rifatul Nafs is wajib too. Yes? So that means we have to learn to know ourselves so that we are able to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without which is impossible. What we do, the text we use for Ma'rifat al-Nafs is Ma'rifat al-Nafs of Allama Hasanzade Amuli. And of course this Ma'rifat al-Nafs is inshallah, if we are able to finish this, maybe this can take between 600 to 1000 sessions if you are doing it in full Ma'rifat al-Nafs. But if we learn this, they say if you only learn Ma'rifat al-Nafs and you do not learn anything else and you die, is enough. It's just enough. Learn Ma'rifat al-Nafs and not knowing anything else. So anyway, let's start with the Ma'rifat al-Nafs. Inshallah, in between our sessions, I try to talk a little more about the importance of Ma'rifat al-Nafs. Maybe I remember something here. I had a note of, Never mind. First thing in ma'rifatun nafs is to understand wujud. What is wujud? Existence. What is existence? Whatever we see. So everything we see is wujud. Okay? Everything we see is wujud and has got an existence. So certain words I cannot repeat them in English. I have to repeat them in Arabic or whatever language it is. We say it comes from Arabic. So wujud and mawjud, these are the words we use for existence. We do not say, I cannot continually say existence. Sometimes I say it just to refresh the minds of those who may not know it. So everything that we see around is mawjud, is wujud, is existent. That's first lesson. This is simple, easy. First lesson of ma'rifat al-nafs is everything is wujud. What does wujud mean? Existence. That everything you see out around you, including yourself, is wujud. Of course, there is no other, no one can challenge this. Even if the word of, what is opposite of wujud?
Adam.
Ahsan. Yeah, Adam or non-existence. Non-existence does not exist. It is only a word. We only say non-existence. But in reality, there is no place, no where, no meaning, nothing for the non-existence. So everything is from wujud. The second lesson of ma'rifat al-nafs is everything is created from wujud. Whatever you see is created is from wujud. Nothing comes from Adam. Right? Nothing comes from Adam. But Amu Sayyid, again, you said one of those things which are makes you kafir. You know that. There are people, some people who do not understand this. If you call them, if you tell them nothing comes from Adam, they immediately refer you to verses of Quran which says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything from Adam. Then what am I telling? What is this if everything is from wujud? How come Allah creates from Adam? Okay, do we want to challenge Quran a little bit? Okay, we want to challenge Quran in this matter. But when you say challenge Quran means what? I have to immediately correct myself before you guys go out and tell your parents that what I have told you. Then they stop you from coming to these classes. Challenge Quran means we want to open the meaning of Quran. When we say Imam Baqir alayhi salam is Baqirul Ulum, that means he opens the Ulum, opens those things that from the surface makes a meaning, but in reality they can have different meaning. But remember also one principle here. It is not possible that every question which is made in your mind, I answer it immediately. Why it is not possible? Not because so much because I may not know the answer. It is because you need to know a lot of other things to find the answer for this. So we have to be patient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has He created everything from Adam? Has He? This is one of those questions that I can be very brief. I cannot really tell you in lengthy explanations because you do not have the background to understand. But the only thing I tell you is, do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created things from Adam or from wujud? Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this salawat buland?
Allah.
Do you think when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was creating the things, did He have knowledge to them or He didn't have knowledge about them? You have knowledge about them? Is it possible? No. Okay, if Allah created from Adam the way we think, did Allah's knowledge, was Allah's knowledge encompassing Adam? Because that thing that Allah is going to create is in Adam, supposedly. And now Allah wants to create it. We cannot say Allah creates, then gets knowledge about it. We have to say Allah has the knowledge of everything before He has created that. So can we say Allah's knowledge is in Adam? Does it make sense? Adam is non-existence. How can it be? So that's one of the first and foremost reasons which tells us Allah does not create things from Adam. although Quran says. Why is that? Is Quran saying something na'uzubillah wrong? No. That is Adam al-Surat. Allah creates from Adam al-Surat. What is Surat? Form. Form, not face. Right? We are not talking about when we say Surat. Do not immediately transfer to face your mind. Surat means? Sadia. Surat means? Form. Okay? Form. What is form? Form is, just briefly telling you, I tell you about, say, You taste something, okay? You have not eaten banana before. First time somebody gives you, you taste banana. That there is a taste recorded in your nafs, isn't it? Now you know the taste. That is a sensual form. That is called a sensual form. That is a suratul mahsus. Because it was mahsus, means you have sensed it. Okay? You see, say, you see my laptop, okay? Or you see this note taker. You look at it first time. You take a picture of it in your mind. If you close your eyes, you can see it, right? That is a suratul. Yeah. Suratul mahsus again. That is a suratul mahsus. That means you have seen it, you have taken something, you have sensed it. What is mahsus? Anyone has any problem with mahsus? Mahsus means sensed.
Okay, what about something we can't have a sense, like air?
Like what?
What about
air?
Like, how we can know about it?
Okay, I tell you, I'm continuing. You will see. I said you have to be patient. So you have form in, you have this. These are sensual forms, taste, things that the five senses are recording. Hearing, what you hear. I'm talking to you now. Okay, you hear my word. I say. Book. You hear this? This is a sensed form. This is also a suratul mahsus. All the things with five senses, you, when you hear, when you taste, when you smell, when you touch, whatever. These are all, you keep a record of them somewhere, don't you? When you touch this, okay, this is this much of a smoothness, this much of roughness. That records in your nafs. That is a suratul mahsus. Or suratul
Lamsa.
Yeah, suratul lamsi, right? We call it lamps, touching. So we keep all this in our nafs. So these are suwar, or the plural of surat. So surat or form, is when the, let's say, blocks of information. Probably we can say that. I've never heard this before, but I'll say this is a block of information you keep in yourself. Block of information, or a unit of information about a taste, about a voice or hearing, about a smell, about a sight. Okay, or these are all suwarul mahsusat. Please keep your questions, write it down for yourself. And then there are things that you imagine them. Okay, you think about, oh, last week I was in that sightseeing, that was such a beautiful sightseeing that you were seeing. You remember that? That is suwarul mutakhayyile, suwarul khiyali. Because they are in your khiyal. Okay? So, things that you learn now, things that you hear today, things that you see today, you go home tomorrow in the evening or whatever. You remember this class, the scenes of this class. You remember this blackboard, my whiteboard, sorry, that those things I've written in. These are suwarul khiyali coming back to you again. Okay? You start to think yourself in your imagination, you develop things. You put the head of a lion on a body of a horse. You make a new animal in your khiyal. Okay? That's suwarul khiyali. Okay. After that, that's suwarul khiyali, suwarul mahsusat, suwarul khiyali. The intellectual things that you learn. You learn, for instance, ma'rifatun nafs anfa'ul ma'arif. That is suwarul aqli. You hear it, you think about it, you believe it, say yes, anfa'ul ma'arif is ma'rifatun nafs. How can one does not know himself and then wants to know other things outside? These are called suwarul aqli or suwarul ilmi, they call it. Okay? So these are different types of surat. So Allah, let's go back. This I can only tell this much about this. You need to know more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created from Adam. Means He has created Suwar from Adam. Otherwise, everything is must have had a creation, must have had an existence. Allah knowledge does not apply to Adam. Allah's knowledge applies to Mawjud only, to Wujud. So Allah creates Wujud from Wujud, does not create Wujud from Adam. What is from Adam, which Quran refers to, is Surat of Shay'ah. Surat of the thing is from Adam. Okay? If you see, an example, Surat al-Insani. What is Surat al-Insani? This is, we all have Surat al-Insani. But before we are born, we are only a bunch of materials spread around in this earth. Phosphorus, calcium, this, that. All came to the body of our parents, and then they conceived a nutfah, and then they were born into a surat of insan. But did our material came from Adam? They were all existent in the whole universe, scattered around from different parts of the world. They got together in the body of a man and a woman, and then it became a nutfah, then it became a surat of insan. That's how our surat was ma'adum. We did not have surat al-insani, but not face. Surat means